getting three guys down there, and Tristan Campbell did what Tristan Campbell does. Comes out on Saturday, wins two big matches, and a finished third. That's pretty darn good, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, like I've said before, very few people are capable of doing what he did, you know, not just physically but mentally, you know, from coming so close on that Friday night to making it to the finals, you know, to coming back on Friday and, you know, just mentally and psychologically getting yourself ready to wrestle two more matches against, you know, two pretty good opponents. You know, that's not easy to do. And, you know, there's a saying called the semi-slide. After you lose in the semis, you don't want to be the guy that slides all the way down to sixth place just because you weren't ready to go the next day, because it's such a quick turnaround. And it does happen. You know, every year you see somebody that was in the semis, and the next thing you know, they end up in sixth place. And so, you know, we just wanted to make sure that Tristan, you know, was in the right place and went out there on that Saturday, and we wanted him to make sure that he ended it on a high note, and, you know, that he was, you know, giving it his all out there on Saturday, and, you know, that's exactly what he did. You know, it was I was up all Friday night. It was not a good Friday night. Did not sleep at all, and I knocked on his door, or I went to go knock on his door at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and he actually opened the door right before I knocked on it, and so I knew that was a good sign that he was up. He had just gotten out of the shower, and so I knew that was a good sign, and then we got to the arena, and, you know, he went and weighed in and made weight. That was another good sign, but, you know, we really didn't know which Tristan was going to show up until he went out there in that first match. And when he went out there and took care of business in the first match against the Plattsmith kid, you know, I knew that we were in a pretty good place and we were going to wrestle well on Saturday, just like he had done, you know, last year. It was kind of like it wasn't quite deja vu, because we lost to the Ralston kid on that Thursday last year. And, you know, we lost to him this year in the semifinals. It's just a remarkable, you know, career he's had, run he's had. You know, we'll definitely have plenty of stories to tell people, you know, years from now about the great things that Tristan Campbell accomplished in his career. As, you know, in my 22 years of being here, he's the first wrestler that we've ever had that medaled all 4 years of his career, and so that's quite the accomplishment.
He won a lot of matches, that's for sure, didn't he?
He did. You know, from his freshman year all the way through his senior year, there weren't too many times that he went out there as the underdog. You know, he made a splash early on in his freshman career, you know, and it didn't take long for, you know, people to notice him. And, you know, I really became a believer in him his freshman year at the Beatrice tournament. He wrestled a really good kid from Lexington, and he went out there in the championship finals and beat that kid from Lexington and ended up pinning him. And at that point, I said, you know, I think this guy's the real deal. And, you know, he was only a freshman back then, and it was just really fun to sit in his corner and, you know, watch him for the 4 years. He's a student of the sport, and so, you know, it really challenges myself as the coach. You know, I had to better myself as the coach to hopefully improve him as a wrestler over those 4 years, and, you know, it was just fun and exciting. It was a wild ride.
You're the two guys made it state, Gabe Roberts, John White, just, I know, proud of their efforts. No, didn't get to where they wanted to be for the 3 days down there, but man, they had nice seasons, didn't they?
They did. You know, I think both of them went over 30 wins on the season, and you know, that's no easy task. They had a lot of you know, positive moments throughout the regular season, and you know, the state tournament didn't go quite as they had planned or we had planned for them. But, you know, when things like that happen, you just have to remind the guys of all the positive moments that they had throughout the season. And the state tournament doesn't define their entire season. It just so happened to be that, you know, they didn't wrestle their best, you know, down at the state tournament. Or even if they did wrestle their best, they ran into just some buzzsaws in their bracket. You know, Gabe Roberts at 190 pounds, I would say, had probably one of the deepest weight classes in Class B. You know, and just to prove that, I think Gabe beat several of the kids that were state medalists in the other classes, in Class C and D, and even in Class A. There was a kid from Lincoln Southeast in the semifinals in Class A, and Gabe had beaten him earlier in the season. And, you know, Gabe had to fight for, you know, every win that he got. I think he went 1-2 at the state tournament, but he had to fight for that win. And, you know, it was a close match in his loss to the Gretna kid on that Friday as well. And so that just shows how tough 190 pounds was for his weight class. And, you know, John White at 126 pounds, it was no easy task for him just to make it to the state tournament. You know, he was 106 pounds last year, and, you know, to grow 20 pounds in 1 year, you know, we knew that it wasn't a guarantee that he would be a state qualifier this year. You just never know. And, you know, how they're going to do with that, you know, body change. And, you know, he went out there and wrestled pretty well throughout the season and qualified for the state tournament. And, you know, unfortunately, didn't go so well for him down there at the state tournament, but it'll be a learning opportunity for him. And he still has 2 years ahead of him to hopefully get back on the medal stand.
And the rest of your bunch, I know you had some guys get so close to state qualifying, but it was a young bunch. I mean, you're gonna. That was some freshmen in there, in the mix and everything. You're gonna have a good team next year.
Yeah. The future is looking promising. You know, over half our team was made up of just freshmen, and you know, about halfway through the season, you quit remembering that they are freshmen because they've just been, you know, in the varsity lineup for so long, and you know, even though they were freshmen, they were competitive as freshmen. And, you know, they were a scrappy bunch. And, you know, from this point on, you know, we're going to have to rely on a lot of those freshmen for the next few years. And, you know, the future does look good. We have, I think, quite a few eighth graders that will probably come out. And we have another group of seventh graders that will be, you know, up at the high school level in a couple of years. And so it'll be another wild ride over the next few years, watching this year's freshmen progress into juniors and seniors down the road. And, you know, the younger guys that we have coming up through the ranks should field a pretty competitive team in the next couple of years.
I know Jackson Blumstead was another senior that really came alive and had a good season for you, didn't he?
Yeah, poor old Jackson. He's the one that always gets left out. I always tell him I don't forget about him. I always try to mention him. But he always, you know, doesn't get mentioned quite as much as, you know, maybe he should. And I think it was just a couple of years ago when he was a sophomore, I think he won his first varsity match at districts when we hosted it. And we thought that that was a big deal. And to see how far, you know, he had come his junior and senior year, this year I think he had over 20 wins on the season. And, you know, had an outside shot of making it to the state tournament from our district. And so, you know, just to see that kind of progress from your wrestlers, you know, from 2 years ago where they were to where they are now as seniors, you like to see that improvement. And, you know, you wish you could send all your seniors out at the state tournament, but sometimes that just doesn't happen.
I know your little kids program is so important, and you got some great coaches that lead the way and get those kids going, and they've had a lot of tournaments already and maybe got a few more, but that's a great program for you, isn't it?
Yeah, Coach Kalinske and those guys have done a remarkable job at the club level. You know, I still remember when we were happy to get 30 or 40 kids out for the wrestling club, And now I think he averages over 100 kids, and that's boys and girls. And it's quite the operation that they have running down there. It used to be that we would just compete in the local tournaments around the area. But now he's got those guys and girls wrestling, you know, in the big tournaments all throughout the state. And the more that they do that, the more they're prepared once they come in as freshmen. And we've been able to really see that over the last few years. These freshmen, when they come in, they're still freshmen, but they're a lot better prepared mentally and physically for the level of competition that they're going up against at the high school level because of all the hard work and time that Coach Kalinske and the other youth coaches have put in before that, because you have to have a feeder program. You got to be feeding the high school program. If you're just waiting until they're freshmen to get them to come out, you're behind the eight ball. And we're just very fortunate that we have Coach Kalinske that takes it as serious as he does and puts in a lot of time and effort into it. And, it's starting to pay off at the high school level.